We've found out so far there's way more to inheritance than you might think. Luckily for us, though, Catherine Capel, who is the head of wills and probate at Else Solicitors, had a chat with Heidi Booth to set the record straight and find out why they decided to put together the quiz in the first place.
Well, we thought it was really important to get people talking about wills and how important it is to have one. I think it's sort of a fairly well-known statistic that about two-thirds of people don't have wills in place, and it's something that we think really is vital for everybody.
Why do you think it is that people still don't have wills?
I think there's a variety of things. One of the barriers that we come up against a lot is that I think people find it quite difficult to think about wills and think about what's going to happen to their estate and maybe to their family after they've died. So there's quite a mental hurdle to get over. And I think the other thing is sometimes people don't really understand what will happen to their estate if they die without a will. It's quite common for people to make assumptions that they know where things will go, but actually sometimes the law doesn't have the same consequence or the same outcome. And there's various complexities that people don't always appreciate as well.
What do you think is the most common misconception?
One of the most common things is where you have a couple who live together, but they aren't married or they're not in a civil partnership. I think there's quite a common misconception that everything will go to the survivor. But unfortunately, unless you're legally married or have a civil partnership, someone you live with won't have any rights from your estate after you die. So next of kin is one of those phrases that people use a lot, but it actually doesn't have any specific legal meaning. And really, it sort of takes its what people understand it to mean depends on the context in which it's used. In the area of wills, next of kin has no legal meaning. And if you die without a will, then it's a set of rules called the intestacy rules that determines what happens to your estate then. There might be a lot of people, sort of again going back to the example I gave before, who have lived with someone for a very long time and think of them as being their next of kin. But unfortunately, if they haven't got a will in place, that person won't necessarily inherit anything from their estate.
And things get slightly more confusing, don't they, when relationships break up and wills aren't changed?
Yep, that's the other point that we're trying to get across to people through the quiz, is that as well as it being important to make a will, it's also really important to keep it up to date and make sure that as your circumstances change, that your will still reflects what you want to do with your money.
Do you think you're ever too young to make a will?
To my mind, no. certainly, once you own your own home, and if you've got, say, insurance in place that will cover your mortgage, then you've got a valuable asset there that needs to be protected. And I think it's important for you to at least sit down and look at what will happen to it if anything happens to you, so that you know where it goes. Mm. And if it's if the law says it will go somewhere that you don't want it to go, then you make a will to change that.
What do you want to encourage people to do if they haven't made a will?
So it's make a will. Go and get some professional advice, have a look at your circumstances, put a will in place that will protect your estate and will protect your beneficiaries. And then also for people who've already made a will, our advice would be to go out and review it, to get it out of the cupboard or wherever it is that you've put it, have a read through and just make absolutely certain that it's still right for your circumstances.
Because this isn't a case of, right, you've done your one draft, that's it now, no more. You know, you can go back and revisit it as many times as you want.
Absolutely. And that's certainly something that we'd advise people to do. We advise people to look at their wills probably every 3 to 5 years. It may mean that nothing needs doing if nothing's changed very much, but occasionally there'll be a big change that's come along that means it's well worth an update at that point. It's certainly not something that you should put away and forget about for the next 30 years.
There you go. You've been told if you haven't got a will, get one sorted. If you have got a will but you've not checked it for a good number of years, it might be worth digging out and just double checking everything's as you wish it to be. See? Simple as that. So why don't we just get on and do it?